It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right now, let's say good morning to one of my favorite people.
Oh, aww.
CNBC's Jane Wells, friend to the show. How are you?
I'm excited about what to listen to, why I need to pay attention to Amazon Prime. So let's get through this, Layla Muhammad. Who cares about what I have to say? We want to get to Anna.
Oh, we love what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the price of rent. And I, you know, I would think that because of the pandemic, costs would go down, prices would go down, right? That you would be able to find great deals when it comes to renting, but that's not quite the case.
Not when it comes to homes, because everybody left their apartments in a lot of cases to get out, and they wanted to be out of the city. And so we already know that home prices, if you want to buy one, is insane, but renting is going nuts too. CNBC reports the average rates across the country for renting single family homes were more than 5% higher in April than a year ago. And that is the biggest jump in 15 years. And if you take townhomes out of that, you're just talking about standalone houses. Rents for those in April were 8% higher than a year ago. And that look, if you're out there trying to rent a house, if you can even find one, you know what I'm talking about. It's very difficult right now, and it costs a lot of money, just like everything else.
Is it broken down by region? Like, where is this mostly affecting people?
It is mostly affecting people in the major metropolitan areas, because those are the areas like Los Angeles where, well, really like New York and San Francisco, where a lot of people moved out of the city because, first of all, renting an apartment was expensive as it was, and you were on top of each other during COVID. So they said, you know what, I don't have to be in the city now because I can work from wherever, so I'm going to move somewhere else and be in a house. And that's what happened. You know, I actually went online to just see what is the rent for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home in Los Angeles, okay? The cheapest that I found was just under $2,000 a month in Sunland Tujunga, and, you know, it looked it. And the most expensive was $85,000 a month in the Hollywood Hills. This is for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, but most of the ones I saw in L.A. were anywhere from like $3,500 to $5,000 a month to rent a house. That's more than a mortgage payment. The cycle you get into is you can never save enough for a down payment when you're paying rents like that.
Right. That's like triple of a mortgage payment in some areas.
Yep.
Okay. So let's talk about, before you move on, is there anywhere where this is not happening, where people are paying less in rent versus seeing a spike?
I had it on the top of my head. I want to say Atlanta, but which is interesting because it has a very low unemployment rate. Oh, no, that's not it. Boston. That was it.
Oh.
Boston. Rents are actually down than where they were a year ago. Sorry. Had a brain fart there. You got me, Layla Muhammad.
Oh, I'm not trying to get you. I'm not.
I just want to know. Yes, you are.
I just want to know, you know, if I'm looking to go rent a place somewhere where I can afford it, because, you know, here in L.A., the struggle is real. It is rough.
Yeah, it's tough. May I ask what part of town you live in?
I guess does it just say the west side, or you need to know my actual city? Yeah.
I'll tell you off the air where I live.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I'll tell you off the air where I live. let's talk about shopping habits, because I noticed that, you know, if you, like me, I've been doing most of my stuff online from home throughout the whole pandemic. What are we seeing now?
Well, retail spending from April to May fell a little bit, down over 1%. But that's because we're not buying, you know, we're not fixing up the house anymore. We're not buying big TVs or pallets of toilet paper. We're shifting from buying goods to buying services. So the overall spending was down a little bit, though it was up from a year ago. Where we're spending, we saw some categories jump. Eating out, of course, jumped almost 2%. The Wall Street Journal says spending on theme parks was up 9%. Spending at the gym was up 4%. And spending at casinos was up 17%. But one of the interesting things in this, Layla, is online spending dropped finally a little bit, meaning people decided to go back to the mall to buy things. I did. I I actually, when I talked to Jennifer last week, I was in Iowa at the World Pork Expo. I'm not kidding.
Oh.
And my, I had a little Lululemon knapsack that I could not get the smell of the hog farm out of it.
Oh,
I
wow.
just had to throw it away.
Oh,
and usually
no.
I would have gone right back on Amazon and bought another one. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to the mall. I can go to the mall and have that knapsack in, 20 minutes. So that's what I did. And more people are starting to do that.
Well, that's good for businesses. Like you said, like restaurant spending is up, in person and services in that area, but also going back and shopping in the mall. Have you noticed, though, the fashion in the mall is a mess right now, or is it just my observation? The fashion is horrible.
Well, I always walk around and see all these clothing stores, and I'm thinking, I always think that, though. I always think, like, really? Because fast fashion to me is just like, So I always think when I look at it, well, in 6 months, that's not going to be. But they're trying to get, the mannequins together and the whole thing. It was fun to walk. I got to tell you, it was fun to walk around the mall.
Oh, I've been in the mall lately. Yeah, it's nice to walk around and people watch. But I've noticed a lot of tie-dye sweatsuits and a lot of puffy things and florals. It's just tragic. And I'm not a fashionista. I just want some basic stuff that I can wear more than like, a couple months before it's out of style.
That is so funny. But maybe they're trying to push all the stuff that they couldn't sell last year.
Right. And what about like travel? Are people spending more money in that area? Because I'd rather have an experience now versus, buying clothes personally.
It is starting to pick back up. That's what all the airline CEOs say. I've been on planes and all the planes were completely full and the airports were like, pre-pandemic, LAX, Phoenix, Des Moines. Those were all the three airports I was in last week. Packed, packed, packed. So That is coming back. There's a lot of pent-up demand. And, of course, now you can't get, if you're going to Hawaii, good luck getting a rental car. I'm telling you, you cannot get a rental car in Hawaii right now.
Mm.
And actually, one reason why retail spending overall was down from April to May is because car sales were down. And it's not that people don't want to buy cars. There aren't as many cars, especially used cars, available right now because you need more new cars to have more used cars. And there's a chip shortage in car manufacturing. That's a temporary glitch, which will work itself out.
Yeah, my sister was in Hawaii back in February, and she said the same thing. It was a struggle getting a rental car. Let's shift here and talk about one more topic before I let you go. This whole Bitcoin business, Bitcoin mining, why China wants them out ASAP.
Okay, so to make Bitcoins, you have to, quote, mine them, and you have to solve mathematical problems. I won't go into it, but it takes a lot of computing power, a lot. So it draws down a lot of energy. And about half the world's Bitcoin miners are in China. And China doesn't like Bitcoin, but they're still there. And China has an air pollution problem, and a lot of their power is created through coal. So they're telling these Bitcoin miners they have to shut down and get out of town. And they are starting to do that. And CNBC is reporting that some of them may come to Texas, because Texas has an unregulated power market. The power can be cheap. There's wind and solar, so you can say it's green. But Layla, don't we remember what happened during a winter storm? Texas's grid, its unregulated grid, was a mess.
Yeah, folks nearly froze to death.
Heat wave, people are having problems again. So you think Bitcoin mining is only going to add to that strain. So that to me does not seem like a viable solution.
No, it doesn't. They have to get it together. That winter storm that caused those folks to sit in the house with no heat for a week and people freezing to death, it was a mess.
It was, and yet the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, according to CNBC, is allegedly promoting Bitcoin mining coming to Texas. But, I don't know, maybe he thinks it's regular mining, like for gold or something. I don't know.
Jane Wells, it's always a pleasure talking with you. What are you working on, by the way? You always have the coolest assignments.
Well, this week I've been working on the future of drones. I was out at AeroVironment in Simi Valley, where they make all kinds of drones for the Defense Department, and they help build the Ingenuity helicopter on Mars. The drone market is fascinating, and it's expanding to agriculture, public safety. The biggest challenge is we're still freaked out about it. The technology is way ahead of regulations and public acceptance, but it's a $15 to $20 billion market right now.
Jane Wells, always a joy talking with you. Thank you so much.
Layla Muhammad.
Oh, Jane. Everybody, it's Jane. Jane Wells. That's my Oprah voice. Thanks, Jane. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.